space. There's a lot of it. Planets. Asteroids. Moons. Stars. All sorts of crap out there just floating around. The cosmos, the stranger it becomes. And the really creepy part is that's where the Earth is. It's time for the IVTU to gaze into our galactic neighborhood and figure out what's what. Welcome to Idiots in Space. Waiting for the person to pump our gas, and Spencer is outside of the car.
What's up, everybody?
And there he goes. I don't know what he's doing. He's not.
I wanted to help pump the gas.
And no, they don't let you pump the gas here, Spencer.
I like doing it though.
Spencer, get in the car.
God damn it!
Can you just go get us some corn chips and like maybe like a Dr. Pepper
for
the takeoff?
All right.
Just to get you kind of.
I want beef jerky.
Okay, get some beef jerky. Get the teriyaki for me. Teriyaki kind of kills that fake whatever stuff that they put in. It makes it a little bit better. All right, so, man, look at that. Look at it. It's going. Look at that. It's so expensive here. And this is like the cheap Costco gas. Look at it. We can afford it. I hope that Spencer has some room on his credit card. All right, here he comes. He's coming back. Yes. That's pretty quick.
So they didn't have teriyaki.
Oh, okay, that's fine. What did you get?
They had Wild West Zest.
That's probably pretty close to teriyaki, sounds like.
Yeah. Sounds good to me, right?
It's not really like the consistency of like the beef jerky that I was thinking that it was going to be. It's more like a kind of shredded chips or whatever here. Craig. What?
Listen to this.
What?
I was just checking my phone. Apparently, they just sent the first legal shipment of weed from Colombia to Canada.
Like in a big boat or something.
Yeah, that's what it says here.
That's awesome.
It's en route.
That's awesome.
That's pretty fucking monumentous.
All we had to do is just like come back for just a little while.
Man, I kind of want to stay here.
Yeah, no, we got to get going.
Oh.
Because we got the other Craig and Spencer are here, you know.
Can't we just go to Canada now, though?
Well,
go intercept that giant
Canada's
tasty
not
boat.
Really technically in outer space yet. I mean,
technically it is in outer space.
Maybe when the boat arrives in port. Then we can give it maybe 2 or 3 weeks, let that bucker simmer, and then maybe we will encounter Canada. Maybe that'll be out there somewhere between Jupiter and Saturn on our way outside of the... But you know the other Craig and Spencer get really jealous if we spend too much time on Earth, because we're really like the charming set of personalities.
It's true.
Yeah.
And they're trapped in a basement
that's
forever.
That's why we're out there exploring the cosmos in the beloved... Idiots Discuss the Universe series, Idiots in Space.
Well, she's all fueled up.
Can you pay the lady? I'll get you back for it.
Oh, okay. Man.
Yeah, just seriously. Like,
okay. All right.
How much? Wow, that was like $80. You don't think you could fit that much gas in a Kia Rio.
Yeah, this is a space Kia Rio.
I guess
Craig, so.
And they're filling it with premium, right? We did premium.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I did premium.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, you only live once.
You got me.
And you were paying, so
I think that's going to fuck this car up. I don't think that's going to be good for
it. No, it's good. No, you got to treat yourself, Spencer. I'm teaching you a lesson. Okay, all right. So we got everything that we need. We're out of Costco. We're ready to go, right? Right?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, cool.
Where are we going?
We're going to the next thing past, like, well, see, what have we done? We've done all the inner planets,
right?
We went
to Mars, we went to Venus, we went to the moon.
So, like, the next thing, we've done Mars, right? So Mars is the farthest thing away from us going out.
outward from the sun.
That we've been to, so we have to go to the next thing, which I guess is the asteroid belt.
Wait, I thought there was a planet, though.
A planet?
What's the next planet after Mars?
Jupiter.
Oh, so let's go to Jupiter.
But the asteroid belt's between Mars and Jupiter.
Is there any way around the asteroid belt?
Well, it's like a big... I mean, I guess you could... Yeah, I think it's kind of like a halo. Yeah, but if we're going to go to Jupiter, we have to go through the asteroid belt. I mean, we could go way out of our way, but we wouldn't hit Jupiter or any of the other planets.
All right.
They all exist on like a plane, which is kind of weird to me.
So like a big flat...
It's a big flat, like this, like a big disc. Old, like a fried egg.
See, that's the thing.
It's so weird
that all those conspiracy kooks aren't onto. The Earth isn't flat. The entire solar system is flat.
Well, the entire universe is flat. They kind of got that feeling that maybe the universe is flat. You know, they have that idea that the universes are all the parallel universes are kind of like right next to our universes, and sometimes they boop into each other. That's what the big black spot is. That we're headed towards.
Oh, okay.
That's our final destination.
That sure is comforting.
Yeah.
That is great.
You knew that that's where I was headed. Idiots in Space was just going to go that direction. But we got a long ways to go. We got a lot of things to see.
I'd always hoped I would make it out, maybe escape at some point before then.
No, it's just going to be the void. We're headed towards the void, Spencer. But it's going to be a lot of fun before the void.
Okay.
That's kind of my moral in life and my moral in this web series.
Well, I'm ready.
Yes.
I'm ready.
So let's do the, let's get her fired up.
All right, put her in gear, Spencer. You can drive.
You can drive. I'll look at your stuff that you brought in from your apartment to see if it's worthy. We have to jettison some of this crap.
Don't go through all my shit.
Oh, look at this. What is this?
What are you doing?
Okay. Never mind. I want to go through that right now. Maybe. Okay. So here we are. there's like it's all porn magazines, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a sweater.
You got me.
And like five porn magazines. Yeah. I think the sweater's just there to like, so you don't have porn magazines at the top of the
box. I brought the sweater to wrap the porn magazines.
Obviously, I think that's what it is.
Yep.
And then there's an Xbox with like Spyro the Dragon and a couple like NBA like 2005 games. Like two of the same NBA 2005 games.
All right, I'm pulling over. All right, let's see what you got. Let's see what you brought, okay?
I didn't bring anything. We didn't even go by my house.
You didn't bring anything?
See,
that's even worse. What are you gonna beat off to?
Well, I got a bunch of burritos.
You're gonna beat off to some Costco burritos.
No, I'll probably beat off to your porn since we've got enough for
that's
everybody.
No, it's not for you. Yeah, you just helped yourself
no,
to
it's
it.
No, it's part of the crew. It's all crew once you bring
Look,
it on board.
I'll have you know I collect this for artistic purposes.
Well, I collect burritos for artistic purposes. Maybe I'm not gonna give you any of those.
Oh, come on. I threw down on the burritos.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I threw down on the burritos. You didn't throw down on Milky Jugs 10, issue 10 of
Milky
Jugs.
Well, can I at least play like the San Antonio Spurs on NBA 2005?
Yes. That's the only team you can play.
Yeah. Well, they're probably the best one that year. One of them. One of the best ones that year.
Okay.
So that'll be fine.
Yeah. Relive the glory.
I have no idea, actually.
All right. Let's go.
But here we go. So here we are at the asteroid belt, Spencer.
That was pretty fast.
Fucking, as you like to say, this is pretty fucking whelming, I think.
it's pretty whelming. It's a bunch of rocks.
But it's really, I mean, that's not really very many. I mean, like, there's like a couple big ones, right?
I kind of think there would be more.
I thought it was going to be more like Empire Strikes Back.
Where you've got to dodge them and stuff.
And they're all banging together and shit. Yeah. But it's really not very many.
There's a good few, but they're all very much more spaced apart than I thought.
Let's look it up on the Rio computer here. Okay. So I guess that in the 1830s is when they started to kind of like discover the asteroid belt. Until then, they hadn't seen it, and they just found like they thought it was a planet. And it looks like it was the biggest of the asteroids that they saw first was Ceres. That's the only one of the asteroids that has enough gravitational pull in and of itself that it's round, like a planet or a moon. And they spotted that one, and then sure enough, they started to spot all these other like dark spots moving through the sky, and they started thinking that, oh, there's all sorts of like little mini planets. And they discovered probably 20 of them until like in 1950, they're like, yeah, we're not really discovering new planets. These are probably a bunch of asteroids. You know, so,
and we're a bunch of assholes.
Yes, and we're a bunch of assholes. But, you know, they figured out that, you know, that there was a belt of mini planetoids and meteorites and all that sort of shit circling the Earth between Mars and Jupiter. Potentially, there's potentially millions of asteroids, but stretched out over the amount of space that we have out here in out past Mars.
You guys like, got to see this. Barely, it's a lot. There is a lot of space out here in space.
Bunch of nothing, and there's hardly any rocks. I mean, then there's just kind of just what is a few.
Well, they've
of them.
Got all the room to go in whichever way they wanna.
Yeah, so it's not really terribly exciting to just kind of like be here in the.
You know what? It's
belt.
Kind of relaxing. It's got this kind of... They're all just floating around, you know? They're kind of going in the same direction. It's kind of like looking at clouds a little bit.
It is a little bit,
you know? They're moving...
Like a real, like, just a couple clouds scattered on the sky, and you're just kind of watching them slowly move across. And it's kind of cool how most of them move in, like, groups of two or three, how they kind of orbit each other. That's kind of cool.
That is cool. Why is that? Is that because of gravity?
Well, what happened is, like, they think that it was potentially... Well, one fun fact is if you took all of the asteroids in the asteroid belt, we feel like there's just, a bunch of them, even if they're all spread out. But if we took them all, and put them into a planet, it would be smaller than the Earth's moon. So it's not really that huge amount of stuff. I mean, it's kind of a planetoid amount of stuff, but it's not really that much. But one of the reasons why it never formed into a planet, and really there should be a planet in that ring, is that Jupiter's gravity is so strong here that it didn't let the planet ever fall in on itself. There's always enough of a pull from Jupiter to keep that from convalescing into a planet shape. But at the same time, that is what keeps the asteroids in the belt rather than starting to tumble towards Earth and the Sun. Is Jupiter, every time they pass by Jupiter, they get pulled farther into the belt, a little bit farther towards Jupiter, and then as they rotate back again until the next time it happens, you know, they keep getting readjusted a little bit by Jupiter's gravity. So that saves... We really don't have to worry about asteroids from the asteroid belt coming and doing like near Earth misses, because the solar system has a whole bunch of other asteroids that are just doing all sorts of fucking crazy shit. Who knows why?
In that.
Right. And that's the shit that we have to worry about. These are all pretty peaceful. Like you say, it's like a nice cloudy day. Just
so
happy
little
clouds.
So it's really just a matter of the perfect amount of gravity. Gravitational pull on both sides, that it's not enough for them to wait. Let me make sure I get this right, because this is kind of confusing my brain right now. So it's enough gravity to keep them all together, because they're all attracted or whatever, gravitationally attracted to one another, the various pieces of rock.
Right.
Well, but I'm just,
let me kind of start again. Okay. Yeah. At the beginning of the solar system, what is believed is that instead of planets, there was just a large debris field that stretched out all the way to the Oort cloud, which is way million like light years away from the sun. Mm-hmm. And it was just a swirling mass of debris and different types of materials and all this sort of stuff. And as these different rounds of orbital material started to differentiate, they would fall in on each other and make planets, because they were far enough apart that it would kind of separate in a way that like all the debris from this line to here would go towards the Earth, while all the debris from this line to this side would go to Venus, and then those two planets would form. And really, there should be a planet between Mars and Jupiter. They're very far apart, those two planets. We have a long ways to go before we get to Jupiter, and if we head back to Mars, we have a long ways to go to get back to Mars. Those two planets are super far apart, and there should really be a planet between them. But every time that all the debris in that central area of the solar system tried to convalesce in the same way that the moon affects the tides on Earth. And to some degree, the moon affects the tectonic plates on Earth from its gravitational pull, you know, trying pulling the water away from the planet and then letting it go. That's the same thing that Jupiter would do in that Neo planet, that when it would try to form together, Jupiter would pull it back apart, you know, because it would be like a tide, but it didn't have enough mass of its own because it was so small, like the moon, that it never had enough mass of its own to really convalesce in on its own gravity. Because and then it was just on that perfect mix.
Yeah.
And so
perfect mix
that's been sitting that way for a long time. There are alternate theories by folks that kind of range from cuckoo bird to alternate scientific theories, and there are folks that think that maybe at one time there were five or six planetoids that existed in that sphere, and they ran into each other and kind of a chain reaction of more cataclysms and stuff. But those planets would have had to have been quite small, you know. Just very quite small.
The it was size the Galactic of, Confederation.
It could have been. That's one thing, is there's like a lot of folks, when you talk about like Nibiru and all that, that was the planet that it all happened on, and they always paint it as like this great big mother planet that's now the asteroid field, and there's just not enough crap to even make that true.
Right.
But it is quite interesting, you know, and it's kind of glad that we kind of took a minute to maybe heat up a burrito. Do you want to heat up a burrito?
Yeah. Do you want
we'll
one?
Heat up a burrito and we'll get out your Hustler magazine.
Just to appreciate.
The articles, you know.
I mean, writing is actually really good.
Yeah, Larry Flint was a genius in a lot of ways. Disgusting genius. So let's watch these. And there's different types of asteroids, which is super boring, and I'm not going to get into it. But like, if you'll notice, there's different colors. There's the gray ones, and then there's greenish red ones, and then there's bright red ones.
Those
the
are
bright
favorite,
reds are the cool ones. There's cool. Lots of nickel and iron in those. Mm. And then there are some there. There's some rarer ones that we probably won't see today. But
well, that was going to be my question, is that are there precious resources to be had in the asteroid?
Oh, absolutely. There are some that would be probably quite beneficial for mankind to eventually mine and that sort of thing.
So if it was actually harvested, do you think that would have some sort of greater impact on the gravitational setup of our solar system? Or do you think things would just continue, and now that it's not there, like nothing would go there to fill its space? Or is there like a weird gravitational stream that would then catch other asteroids in it? You know what I'm saying?
I would say that depending on how we change some of these gravitational orbits, I believe that a lot of the asteroid field has turned into the moons of Mars and Jupiter. I think a lot of that stuff has been stolen maybe and turned into moons of those planets.
Dirty thieves.
So maybe at one time it was a larger planet that exploded or whatever, but like it's been a long, long time ago if that was the case, and it's now been converted into moons of Jupiter. And like the two weird, because the moons of Mars are very strange little rocky, not even round things. They're just weird, you know, Phobos and
Deimos.
So they could very easily be asteroids. You know, they look very asteroid-like to me.
Kind of lumpy.
Lumpy.
Yeah, like a sack of potatoes.
They should have called one of them Lumpy. Phobos and Lumpy.
Phobos. This is Phobos, and this one is Lumpy.
I really think... Why do they have to name stars and all that shit such lame...
like,
you know,
pretentious
why?
Names.
Because I think that they already know that aliens are here and they already have names, and we can't tell them that we know the names of those places, but we don't want to insult the aliens by giving them like, oh, this is the Lumpy star, this is the Ding Dong.
No, this is Phobos. Yep. Yeah. Oh, this is Deimos.
This is the Snoopy star. This is the Kanye star.
Yeah, this is...
You know, because we would name things very poorly.
Yeah, Poopy McButthole.
And we would piss off the aliens from Poopy McButthole. You know, they would not like to have their country called that.
I wasn't expecting such a full-blown, raging conspiracy theory from you.
Well, you never know. I mean, that might be what's going on. That's why they'll call everything, like, NRW7924272799999.
To appease the aliens?
Well, just to keep everything neutral. You can't be offended at that.
Oh, yeah.
You can be perplexed, but you can't really get...
Like... I'm... Actually, now that I think about it, I am offended.
Oh.
I am...
No burrito for you.
I'm offended by the names of these planets. Why? Why are they just the Roman gods? Why not?
It's a millennial alien. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Excuse me. Why are these planets not named after the intersectional deities of Pan-American cultures? That would be much more pleasing to my sensitivity.
Oh, I hope that that's how it turns out.
So you think there's like aliens out there and they had a millennial generation and they're dealing with like their whole brand of like snowflakes?
Oh, yeah, I think every culture goes through this at some point. You know, I think every done. Yeah. I think that like people that fought the Civil War thought that those darn folks that were settling the West were a bunch of sissy.
Yeah.
Bunch of Nancy boys out there fighting Indians. You should go fight some Southerners. You know, come on. You bunch of girly men out there, you know. And, like, I think that goes on with every generation.
Yeah.
You know, the World War I, people are like, well, those World War II bastards, they just got to ride around in their tanks. And we had to sit in those trenches and shoot at them and, like, just die in numbers and breathe gas. We didn't even know what it was. Those boys have got everything that they could ever want. It's like going on vacation.
And a lot of times they're not wrong.
Right.
You know? Like, a lot of times they're right because there have been technological advances. And people do have it easier the more... future goes on and the more
and that just shows you, because like my thing is like, oh, those fucking assholes, they just look everything up on the internet, man. I used to have to go find the book and read it up, or like ask somebody or find information or luck upon it or whatever it was, and it's all just at their fingerprints. And I'm talking about like rock music, you know. And like in the past they were talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, well, they developed the machine gun,
Yeah,
it's a little more.
Damn, just sitting here staring at this asteroid belt really brings up some interesting thoughts. Mm-hmm. I like this.
Yeah.
It's very relaxing.
Well, I think this travel through space is going to give us a lot of time to reflect. And, you know, that's why we tag these with philosophy every time, too. Because there's always just a little pinch of it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the deal out here. It's very quiet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Is it possible for something to look quiet?
I guess so, because this looks quiet.
It looks real quiet out
here. Oh, look,
here.
You can see Jupiter way out. See it?
Oh, shit.
Way out there, yeah. Look at it.
Oh, damn.
That's where we're going next.
Oh, fuck.
It's going to be a long visit to Jupiter, because
I think
we're going to probably do one with the moons, and then we'll do one with just Jupiter.
Okay.
Because we'll probably just spend some time in Jupiter, because that's going to be a sweet one. Yeah.
It's going to be gassy.
They got some good nightclubs and some things going on there here.
Yeah, it's a gassy place, you know?
Yeah.
It's very gassy.
Oh, but that joke won't get old while we're there.
Oh, it's a gassy place. Hey, man, do you smoke gas? You know, do people come into the store all the time and ask, like, do you got that gas?
Got that gas. Oh, there's a couple people, you know, like Austin. Oh, that's gas right there. But very, you know, very, no, we're too, I don't know. We don't really get, like, those folks as much anymore. Well, I mean, not the people that would use gas.
No,
and it's not just black dudes. That's not what I was saying.
No.
Like that weed connoisseur person is going somewhere else for some reason right now. We get a couple of them, but they're just kind of checking out to see where we're at, and then they come back in a few months.
Mm, gotcha.
But well, I think Oregon's Finest has kind of got that market kind of cornered. Yeah. Of like that really just nice bud, and that's where you want to go.
And they still charge a shit ton.
Well, yeah, but people that go there want to pay a bunch because they want to go to the party with the Don Perignon, and that's what it is. They want nice fucking fresh dank fucking bud, and you're gonna still pay for that. I'm sorry, it's just like Finest whiskey. No matter how cheap beer gets, you're gonna pay through the nose for some really good whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And weed should be the same.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So I love how we like punctuate all of our episodes with weed.
Yeah, we got weed on the dome today.
Podcast, bitches. Podcast.
It's a podcast. That's right. That's right, everybody.
There is one more thing I wanted to talk about. Just kind of slip it into this Idiots in Space, and I know we're going over time. It's called the Hypatia Stone. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
All right. So in 1996, in like southwestern Egypt, they found... Okay, have you ever heard of Libyan desert glass circles?
No.
Okay, so out in the Sahara, there are these patches of fused glass where the sand has been heated to such a degree that it's turned into glass, natural glass shards. And they're really kind of unsure as to how these things have formed because they are not meteor, they're not in meteor craters. You know, so that would be one way that you could do that is have a meteor hit and like it would heat up the sand enough from the heat of the meteor to melt the sand and turn it into glass, right? Gotcha. But there's no impact of that. One possibility is that meteors came through the atmosphere and they exploded at just the right altitude that they just burnt the ground and they didn't, this is that perfect balance. But there's multiple places, so the chances of that happening in the same way multiple places is possible, but again it would be something that would be really unlikely or really fantastically strange if that was what happened. But anyway, this Hypatia stone was found in one of these glass circles out in the desert of the Sahara. And it's just a collection of tiny shards. And they believe that first that it was like the center of a meteor. And this was in 2013, before 2013, that's what they thought it was. And eventually, like, they did some pretty in-depth tests on it, and they figured out that it was extraterrestrial in origin. So it was definitely like a meteor. But as they've gotten into it, and they've cut it apart, and they've sent it out to more and more places, they find that it is... this material that really shouldn't even exist in our solar system. It has properties of stuff that we don't understand, and I'm not even going to get into it, but like there's like a xenon element that's in this thing that the half-life of the thing that has decayed is older than the history of our solar system. So somehow this rock existed before, or at least this portion of the rock existed well before the solar system ever started to be formed and came from somewhere far away in the galaxy. So one of two things, that either the beginning of the solar system, like I was telling you, where it was all this big dust particle, where we have this feeling that was all uniform materials. So even though Jupiter's made up of a different composition, it's the same materials that we can find on Earth, just in different proportions, right? This has got stuff that does not exist in our solar system whatsoever. So either it's come from somewhere else in some way that we don't understand, and it's landed on Earth and we have it there, or the early solar system was not that uniform set of materials, and there were little clumps of super strange extraneous materials that we have yet to discover, and this is just the first little batch of that we found that may include elements that we don't understand, and all sorts of various things. So either one of those solutions is quite exciting, and I just thought that since we're talking about asteroids and things kind of floating around in the solar system out here while we're taking a little pit stop, a little rest stop on our way to the great cosmos, that I bring that up.
So it's not from the asteroid belt, the Hypatia Stone?
It could be, but it would mean that maybe in some of these asteroids we were going to have materials that we've never encountered before.
Yeah, I think
there could be like strange things in our solar system of elements and chemicals and compounds that we have no idea exist because we have not yet found them on our planet or on the moon.
I mean, that doesn't seem beyond conception.
Absolutely.
Beyond imagination.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like that one chemical that's older. The half-life on it, it's done the half-life, and the half-life on that whatever particle is older than our solar system.
Damn.
So they know that it's been around for well longer than that.
Wow.
Which is super weird and super exciting how it got there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. There's so much.
There's so much cool stuff out there.
And I'm sure I'm poorly explaining it. So write us a letter telling us the true scoop on it, and we'll have those idiots back on Earth, like, send us a radio transmission.
Yep.
And we can even read, like, some science letters on this idiots in space. That would be a nice thing to know.
That would be awesome. Or if you want to come up with some sort of sci-fi story based on a desert full of glass, you know, you can send us that, too.
Yes, and we will not read that on air.
I'll read it on air.
Will you?
Sure.
We can read stories on air?
Yeah.
Be careful. Because you know what I do.
Well, we can't read our own stories on air.
Okay.
Right. No, okay, we'll talk.
Oh,
we could do story. Right. We could do Craig's story time. You know,
that would be not be lame. I think it'd be lame.
I like doing voices. You know, so I would want to do the
some voices.
I would want to do voices.
Some voices.
Then I'm good. Then we can do it
as long as you can do some voices. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they'd be more serious stuff.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could do some radio drama.
Radio drama.
We're never going to do radio drama, ladies and gentlemen. But we could do that. But anyway, it's been nice to do a little pit stop and get back out here in inky blackness.
Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah, I'm glad that we're the
idiots. It was too chaotic back home.
Yeah, I'm glad we're the idiots in space.
Me too.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.